Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here on your local radio station. I know we're glad that you're listening, and I'm sure they're glad you're listening to their station. Visit valentine.org. Write that down, because the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to vacation here in Cherry County. The Niobrara River, it's number one in canoe adventures in the Midwest. And Merritt Reservoir, home of the Nebraska Star Party. And the nice thing about it is the stars shine year-round here.
They do. We never turn them off.
Check it all out. Visit valentine.org.
And Tri-State Livestock News. Got to tell you about them, folks. You need to check them out if you haven't already. They're a reliable source for all kinds of ag news. You can get market results, rodeo standings, cattle health, ag politics, so much. Go to tsln.com. That's Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Okay, it's football season, right?
It is indeed.
This comes from Jake Lake and his internet column.
Oh, very good.
So buckle up.
Okay.
No Child Left Behind, the football version.
Okay? Uh-oh.
Number one, all teams must make the state playoffs and all must win the championship. If a team does not win the championship, they will be on probation until they are champions, and coaches will be held accountable. If after 2 years they have not won a championship, their footballs and equipment will be taken away until they do win the championship.
Oh, that's funny.
Number two, all kids will be expected to have the same football skills at the same time, even if they do not have the same conditions or opportunities to practice on their own. No exceptions will be made for lack of interest in football, a desire to perform athletically, or genetic abilities or disabilities of themselves or their parents. All kids will play football at a proficient level. Number three, talented players will be asked to work out on their own without instruction. This is because the coaches will be using all of their instructional time with the athletes who aren't interested in football, have limited athletic ability, or whose parents don't like football. Number four, games will be played year-round, but statistics will only be kept in the 4th, 8th, and 11th game. It will create a new age of sports where every school is expected to have the same level of talent and all teams will reach the same minimum goals. If no child gets ahead, then no child gets left behind. If parents do not like this new law, they are encouraged to vote for vouchers and support private schools that can screen out the non-athletes and prevent their children from having to go to school with bad football players. All right, it's all tongue-in-cheek, folks. It's just from Jake Lake, and you heard it here on The Good Stuff.
That's right. Just having a lot of fun, because that's what the good stuff is. We don't take anything too seriously. However, I do have a sad note to add today.
Uh-oh.
The Pillsbury Doughboy has died.
Say it ain't so.
Oh, it is. It is with the saddest heart that I must pass on this news. Please join me in remembering a great icon of the entertainment community. The Pillsbury Doughboy died yesterday of a yeast infection and complications from repeated pokes in the belly. Doughboy was buried in a lightly greased coffin. Dozens of celebrities turned out to pay their respects, including Mrs. Butterworth, Hungry Jack, the California Raisins were all there, Betty Crocker, the hostess Twinkies, and Captain Crunch made an appearance. The gravesite was piled high with flowers, F-L-O-U-R-S.
Okay.
Aunt Jemima delivered the eulogy and lovingly described Doughboy as a man who never knew how much he was needed. K-N-E-A-D-E-D. Doughboy rose quickly in show business, but his later life was filled with turnovers. He was not considered a very smart cookie, wasting much of his dough on half-baked schemes. Despite being a little flaky at times, he still, as a crusty old man, was considered a role model for millions. Doughboy is survived by his wife, Plato, two children, John Doe and Jane Doe, plus they had one in the oven. He is also survived by his elderly father, Pop-Tart. The funeral was held at 3:50 for about 20 minutes.
Oh, no.
We bring you the latest there with the Pillsbury Doughboy.
A sign of the times. Here's something for you to learn today.
All right.
Light roast coffees have more caffeine than dark roasts. Do you know that?
No, I'd have guessed the other way. Just because it looks the thicker it is, it's got to be harder on you.
That's what it says right here in front of me.
There you go. It's a fact.
It's a fact. And folks, you can hear more of those facts coming up on future editions of The Good Stuff.